The Alexander technique is a way of going about your activities, including dealing with stress or difficulties, by organizing your self-awareness according to basic ground rules or principles, which determine the quality of your use, so that you don't engender strain in your being. If you want to function and feel well, you have to pay some attention to how you do what you do. Anything which is constantly misused will tend to malfunction and wear out. That includes you. Holding yourself physically out of balance is always more costly than not. You have to tense up. Consider the long-term picture. If you want to be in the best possible shape in 5 years, or 10 years, or 20 or 30 years, or more, then you need to be steering the controllable elements of your daily use right now. Whatever you are doing, ask yourself, what can I influence in myself right now that will allow me a little more space, will take a little pressure off, or help me to keep my length? Can I free my neck? Can I allow my weight to rest more fully through my sitting bones or legs and feet? Can I allow my breath to move more freely through my back? As you move through your day and carry out the various activities of your daily life, you are constantly working with the relationships between your head, neck, and the other parts of your body. They constitute a primary control of your general use of yourself. A reduction of neck tightening allows for the possibility of coordinated and integrated undoing elsewhere in your body, reducing stress from within. Don't think in terms of a correct posture. Even if you found it, you then would not be able to move. Rather, you are looking for freedom and ease in movement. That is, the absence of compression or unnecessary holding as you do whatever you are doing. And this fluid, fluctuating state of ease or stillness in movement can be seen as an ongoing goal. The way you use yourself affects the way that you function. Functioning includes, amongst other things, ease or otherwise of movement in general, whether you are injury prone, whether you breathe freely, whether you suffer aches or pains during or after engaging in a particular activity. For instance, working, playing, sport, gardening, playing music. What caused your interest in the Alexander technique? What is motivating you to pay attention? Are you tense or able to relax? Do you have good posture? Your use is your way of being, or your habitual way of responding to the various stimuli in your inner and outer environments. Is it an expanding way or a contracting way? How are you using yourself? Are you releasing or are you compressing? Do you tense to move or do you release to move? Do you compress or tighten up when you respond to different things, or not? Notice the situations in which you tend to compress yourself. Notice also, if you can, how this may compromise the way that you function. Right now, notice the balance of your head on your back. Remember that the top of your spine and the top of your back are identical, And remember that your head balances on the line between your earlobes. Is your head free to move? Is it held down, or held back, or in? Consider these questions without being attached to right answers. If anything, think in terms of just getting less wrong, a little at a time. Notice the contact that you have with the surface that is supporting you. Are you allowing your weight to rest freely through your skeleton, or are you interrupting its flow with holding or tension? Are you allowing yourself to breathe freely? Thinking or directing like this, frequently through the course of your day, lets you steer some of the controllable elements of yourself. Whatever you are doing, ask yourself, what can I influence in myself right now that will allow me a little more space, that will take a little pressure off, or help me to keep my length? Compromises in functioning reduce our sense of well-being. They may occur through a habitual use involving an unnecessary degree or maldistribution of tension, contracting, making ourselves smaller, which imposes pressure on joints and organs and restricts movement. Making ineffective use of the body's processes of upright posture makes it harder to stay comfortable and to function in an easy manner. Again, check the balance of your head on the end of your spine, located precisely on the line between your earlobes. Is your head free to move? Is it held down, or is it held back or in? Notice the contact that you have with the surface that is supporting you. Are you allowing your weight to rest freely through your skeleton? Or are you interrupting its flow with holding or tension? If you are sitting, can you let your sitting bones carry your weight freely through to the seat of the chair? Are you letting your weight flow freely through your lower back and into the seat of the chair? Are you allowing yourself to breathe freely? Good use is characterized by the freedom to expand or lengthen in response to the day's activities and challenges. Your manner of use has a constant effect on the way that you function, both in the short term and the long term. You usually have two choices available to you in the way that you move or respond to a situation. Think about it now. Right now, you can either contract, that is, tighten up or pull down, tighten your neck and other parts of your body, perhaps also tending to pull your feet up off the floor or your bottom off the chair. All of this impedes your breathing and makes movement and an intelligent response more difficult. Or, give yourself time to say no to a contracting reaction, and allow yourself to expand. Remember, your neck, head, back, and the contact points with your supporting surface. Don't forget to let yourself breathe. You are your own means of doing the things that you do. Take care of you. Once more, right now, notice the balance of your head on your back. Is your head free to move? Is it held down, or held back, or in? Notice the contact that you have with the surface that is supporting you. Are you allowing your weight to rest freely through your skeleton? or are you interrupting its flow with holding or tension? Are you allowing yourself to breathe freely? Are your arms able to extend out of your back? When you respond immediately, without giving yourself time to think, you tend to respond out of your old established habits. With practice, the thinking pause can become almost instantaneous, and it can extend your choice of response. Ideally, the thinking pause becomes concurrent with activity, part of the activity itself, whether washing the car, working at your desk, preparing a meal, participating in a meeting. Why tense or tighten as you go into action? It's rarely helpful. Even if you can't keep a level head at the time, you have the means for getting yourself back on an even keel once the situation or stress is over. This is a vital strategy. Otherwise, tensions and holding patterns get built in. The Alexander technique is about thinking. You can be thinking at any time, in any activity. Practice constructive thinking, that is, directing your manner of use, when sitting watching TV, talking to friends, climbing stairs, sitting at a desk, driving a car, washing or cooking, even lying in bed. Practice in simple situations will stand you in good stead when you are engaged in complex activities or are faced with stressful moments where there seem to be too many other things demanding your attention. Treat the simple situations as rehearsals for the difficult ones. The simplest situation is lying on your back with your head adequately supported and with your knees in the air. That is semi-supine. Again, notice the balance of your head on your back between your earlobes. Is your head free to move? Is it held down or held back or in? Notice the contact that you have with the surface that is supporting you. Are you allowing your weight to rest freely through your skeleton? Or are you interrupting its flow with muscular holding or tension? If you are standing, are your knees locked back or flexed or balancing delicately? Are you allowing yourself to breathe freely? Does your back breathe? Are your arms able to extend out of your back? Are your legs able to release out of your back, allowing some give across the width of your pelvis? Remember that the Alexander technique is not about changing position, getting your posture right, or doing a procedure. Nor is it about standing straight or sitting properly. This would result in a different kind of badly. The Alexander technique is about finding out what you are already doing that is interfering with the way that you function and doing less of that. It is about having a willingness to learn and about developing choice. Once more, notice the balance of your head on your back. Is your head free to move? Is it held down or held back? Or in. Notice the contact that you have with the surface that is supporting you. Are you allowing your weight to rest freely through your skeleton, or are you interrupting its flow with muscular holding or tension? Are you allowing yourself to breathe freely? Does your back breathe? Are your arms able to extend out of your back? Are your legs able to release out of your back, allowing some give across the width of your pelvis? Whatever you are doing, ask yourself, what can I influence in myself right now that will allow me a little more space, will take a little pressure off, or help me to keep my length? Keep observing yourself.